The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And to those of you that may have thought the NBA playoffs were going to be boring, think again. The Milwaukee Bucks set the tone by getting a victory in Toronto in Game 1. And then the Utah Jazz finish out the evening taking care of the LA Clippers. And that was an interesting, very good basketball game toward the end of that game, and obviously a very exciting finish. NHL playoffs have been absolutely unbelievable. The Blackhawks are down 2-0. And who would have thought that? Major League Baseball is in full throttle. The Arizona Diamondbacks are starting to come back to earth. And the people here in this media need to stop drinking the Kool-Aid so much. I can't wait until tomorrow. I absolutely can't wait until tomorrow. Let me welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well, you know, and you forgot to mention that Sergio Garcia suddenly has himself a green jacket. I know it's a week old, but it's still relevant.
It is relevant, and thank you for wanting to give me my props on that, man. I mean, look, bottom line is I just took a stab, and I really just felt like it was his time. Sergio has been close so many times before, and he chokes. This time, he tried to choke, but everybody kind of choked a little bit, so therefore, he wound up coming through in the end. But ultimately, just a great, great, great tournament for Sergio. We got to take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll get right back at it. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey, travelers.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
Frill six string, it at the five and done. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world. Definitely a lot of things going on in the sports world. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball in full throttle. There's even some spring football to talk about here if we really wanted to. If we didn't have anything to talk about, Jeff, we could actually talk about spring football. And a little bit about spring football in a little bit. And I'm being a little facetious, as you know. But my point is that the table is absolutely full. We have a plethora of things to talk about as far as the world of sports right now. You have the Milwaukee Bucks getting a victory on the road in Toronto. You have the Utah Jazz getting a victory on the road in L.A. You have the we haven't really discussed this much. The Cavs escaped. They really did, man. They escaped. I felt like they were in total control of that basketball game. Don't get me wrong, but they did escape to a certain degree as well. If Indiana hits that last second shot, they obviously win the ball game. It looked good. It was just a little bit short, and therefore Cleveland wins. And like you said, they do have to protect their home floor because they seem to struggle here and there for some reason or another, whether it's motivation, whatever it is. They seem to struggle a little bit, but as we all know, LeBron James is the greatest, so therefore, I'm not that worried. I think we see them in the NBA championship, but stranger things have happened. With that being said, I said something maybe before the break a little bit.
You were talking about Kool-Aid.
And yeah, exactly.
You're talking about Kool-Aid. Let me guess, and then you can tell me whether I'm right or wrong, what you're getting at. I think that it's this town, you know, Phoenix, Arizona, Maricopa County, the state of Arizona, really, because all of our professional teams, and we have one in just about every sport. We have them in the minor sports, too. You know, we have the Arizona Rattlers playing arena football. We have the Phoenix Mercury, who've been dominant for a long time in the WNBA. And then we have the Coyotes, who the NHL is holding their playoff tournament without. We have the Suns, who the NBA is holding their playoff tournament without.
Both of those you have to say once again. I mean, I think that's – and it's a recurring theme in the last maybe 5-7 years for both of those teams, right?
So it's a default. It's an automatic. They haven't been there. You know, the Arizona Cardinals have made the playoffs, and they've been a letdown. And the Diamondbacks – you know, the Diamondbacks had a really good season in 2011. And maybe some of the locals – you know, I don't know how long people hold a grudge here in the Valley of the Sun. I don't think it's very long. I think that we tend to move on and find something else to do rather than being bitter. And, you know, I do think that there is a grudge being held against the NBA for the Amari Stoudemire suspension in the Western Conference Finals in 2007. But the reason we have to go that far back is because there is just no pattern of recent success here in the Valley of the Sun, here in Phoenix, Arizona. But the Arizona Diamondbacks, who to be fair, to completely give you the full context of the situation, they've been playing at home. They were playing at home and they went 6-1. They did sweep the defending American League champions in the Cleveland Indians when they came to town, but Cleveland's been struggling against everybody since they swept Texas. You know, the San Francisco Giants, they're pretty good on paper, but when they come down and play in this dome stadium in Phoenix, they tend to struggle. And I think that you have to give the golf clap to the Arizona Diamondbacks for what they did in the first week. But my question is, how do you sell it? You know, because you always have to have an angle, because you're not just printing the box score in the local papers. You're putting words and you're trying to provoke thought. Now, do you want to make the sky sunny, or do you want to kind of reveal what's behind the curtain and say that a 6-1 start in a 162 game season doesn't mean squat?
I want to be real, man. I want to be truthful. And you know what? It's okay for people to get excited. I get that, Jeff. I totally get that. However, when I'm hearing guys talk about the Arizona Diamondbacks the way that they've been talking about them here locally, it's almost like they just don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Because you're gonna have to fill me in, and the listeners in as to how hard a sell they're making this thing.
Well, here's my point. The other day, I happened to be just rolling through the dial. I'm driving around in my car, and I honestly, I'm not joking. And I will say this on the local show. I'll say this on this show. I really try not to listen to other people. I really do, man, for a couple of reasons. Number one, I try not to listen to anybody else because I don't want to sound like anybody else. That's the first reason. But second of all, I try not to listen to anybody else because sometimes I think these people's ideas and their thought process is just so crazy that I don't know how they come up with it. Okay, so my point is this. I'm driving around the other day here locally in Phoenix, Arizona, and yes, I'm perusing through all the different sports variety that we have here, which can be left in a couple of words, not so great. And I'm listening to what this guy is talking about, and he says, well, you know, I'm tired of people saying that we don't have enough of a sample size from this Arizona Diamondback team, because I've seen now one, I've seen two, and I've seen three series, and they have gone out and they have won all three series. Dude, slow down, get off the Kool-Aid, stop it. You sound like an idiot, man. It's 1 week of baseball. And like I said to one of my brothers, to be honest with you, a fraternity brother, and you were in this conversation as well on Facebook, I can't say it and I can't stress it enough. The bottom line, when you're talking about baseball, You're insulting the game. You're insulting yourself. If you sit there and you say, I have enough of a sample size after a week of watching something to say that this team is going to compete, you're a moron. I'm sorry, but you are a moron. The bottom line is people make predictions, and every now and again, their predictions. However, for the very most part, those predictions that the so-called experts make are absolutely dead on over and over and over and over again. So quit trying to go out there and make news. Report the news. Yes, the Arizona Diamondbacks have gotten out to a great start. But don't be foolish and say that you think that they can compete and they can go out and win the National League. Like, that is a joke, man. Slow down, stop drinking the Kool-Aid, and be a sports person. Don't be a fan. That's really ultimately, Jeff, what pisses me off so much is I'm sitting here and I'm listening to people and all they want to do is be a fan. Look, fans get giddy. Fans get excited. Fans sit there after a team goes 7-3 and they say, well, my team has a chance. No, 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 man. Listen, the sports guy says, listen, they got out to a great start. And remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And that is what I was trying to really say on the Facebook page when I was talking to my fraternity brother. You dabbled in a little bit here and there. But the point is, man, 10 games into a season, do not say that a team can compete. Let's wait until June. Let's wait until like middle of May. Dude, they're so excited to get out there and play right now. that, you know what, they're so happy. They don't give a rat's, you know what, and they're playing like kids. And teams like the Cubs, teams like Cleveland, they're easing into this right now, Jeff, because they're professionals and they've been there before. So stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Don't do a 10-game sample. Let's wait about 30 or 40 games, and then you tell me how good the Arizona Diamondbacks are. Well, is that a good enough rant or what?
It was a cool rant. That was a cool rant. You know, it's kind of, it's been a while. It's been a while since I've really put the ball on the tee for you and let you swing. And let me give you an honest take on the Diamondbacks. I tweeted this out when they were, 7-2, something like that, earlier this week, and I said, there's no championship contending team with a bullpen anchored by Fernando Rodney. Which isn't just to take shots at Rodney, who's looked terrible against the Dodgers. He'd really looked bad every time he's gone out there, even in the games that they've won. You know, their entire bullpen, they don't have the arms to get you through a close game when your starting pitcher gives you 5 or 6 innings. Now, if your starting pitcher could get you into the 7th or the 8th, and we haven't seen that on a consistent basis since we kind of turned the corner from 6-1 and they played some away games and they split the series up in San Francisco. Very likely that they're not going to win the series down in Los Angeles. This is a team that is – there's some legitimacy to it. Yeah, like last year, the Chicago White Sox got off to a hot start. I think they finished the year in 4th place. You know, right. There's some legitimacy, and they decided to blow it up, and they're starting over. And the Diamondbacks, and it's funny because I wrote an article about a week ago on DorfOnSportsRadio.com about this inevitable Paul Goldschmidt trade that I would have told you to make in January, February, and on March 31st. I think that you have to recreate your farm system, and I think that that's a big deal for the Diamondbacks to do, and you don't have a better asset to make a down payment on those assets than Paul Goldschmidt. Now, if the pitching has come around, if Shelby Miller is a guy that can give you 12 to 14 wins and Zach Greinke can pitch like he did in Los Angeles and Kansas City before that, I think that they could be fun. They could be relevant in August and September. And that's when it gets really tough here because it's so hot. You never feel like doing anything or going anywhere in Arizona. But, they're probably not going to win the West. But if they could hang around the wild card chase – It takes the perfect storm, and you can't predict that, but you can say that it's a possibility.
Well, and a lot of what you're saying, I think, is going to be predicated on whether or not the Diamondbacks are in it. So I think Goldschmidt is definitely a piece that people could find some value with, and it would be a great move for the Diamondbacks in a lot of ways as well. But we do have to take a quick pause for the cause. I do see it. So Jeff Rich, Dorfman, is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
I'm on!
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Fritsch. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening in the sports world. My Milwaukee Bucks fans, man, oh man, I love it. I love seeing the green and gold going, man. I just see it. The green running up and down that floor, fearing the deer. Giannis, 28 points. Just the man out there. Just the man out there. Jeff's got that guy, too, with Cleveland, man. He's got LeBron James. And we're both hoping we can see a Milwaukee-Cleveland second-round matchup. How fun would that be, man?
Yeah, you know, I think that we'd have to do some kind of wager on it, man. I think that we would have to, you know, maybe you could put me in a Milwaukee Bucks hat if they pull off the unthinkable. But we got to figure out odds because obviously there's going to be a favorite. I mean, do you think that I'm catching myself speeding, not worrying about Indiana doing the unthinkable? I mean, we've seen 8-1. This isn't something that's unprecedented, like 16-1 in the NCAAs. 8-1 has happened in the NBA before. It's happened a couple of times. It hasn't happened to LeBron James, though. I mean, you know, he hasn't lost a non-finals playoff series since his last year with the Cavs when they went down in the second round to Paul Pierce and the Celtics before they went on to lose the Lakers in the finals. So, it's tough to imagine LeBron allowing his team to lose four games to any one team from the Eastern Conference. I mean, I think the Western Conference, it's a whole new ball game. But, you know, and you never know with Boston. I mean, you know, Boston did win more games. I mean, Boston cared more. It might be a case of the tortoise and the hare. And I know that our buddy Mike Wilson, who we've got coming up at 40 after the hour here, is a Boston Celtics guy. So, he's going to speak up for the little guy that happens to hold that number one seed in the East, though.
Look, the bottom line is this. LeBron James is the best player in the NBA. Do we find out about the MVP later today? Does that happen? Or it actually happened, if I'm not mistaken. Russell Westbrook, wasn't he the MVP?
I have not seen anything official, but that would have been my vote.
I don't even know if it was close or something. I thought I heard like 84-16 or something. I mean, something along those lines. I'm not sure. We should maybe look and see, but maybe I had a dream. Maybe that was my dream that I heard that Russell Westbrook was going to win in a landslide for the MVP. But truth be told, he had an unbelievable season. But with that being said, and I think I've made this pretty clear, LeBron James, in my humble opinion, is always the MVP. And they have to do something a little different, a little outside the box, because they have to keep people excited and interesting. And away from Russ's year, man. Russ's year was unbelievable. I mean, he surpassed the Big O with triple doubles. And if there's anything that would break my heart, that would definitely be it, because, as you know, I'm a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan, but I'm also a guy that likes to see greatness, as you know very well. And Russell Westbrook displayed greatness. When you think about the team and the roster that he had and the wins that he produced, I mean, it's amazing. And if people are gonna be like, oh, well, he had to shoot so much and he had to do this and that, the bottom line is, when the guy had triple doubles, I think they won a lot more of those games than they lost when he had triple doubles, Jeff. So when he had a triple double, that was a good thing for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
You know, it takes a little bit of help. You know, we'll clown Oklahoma City's supporting cast day and night, because it just doesn't exist. I know you like Steven Adams. I like Roberson, but he only plays one end of the floor, and that doesn't help. The end of the floor that he plays does not help Russell Westbrook's statistics. It takes nothing away from Oscar Robertson. That mark stood for decades on out. You know, there's been plenty of great, you know, the greatest NBA players have come between Oscar Robertson and Russell Westbrook. And so that mark of averaging a triple-double for the season, hey, you know, having the quantity, doing it almost night in and night out, it's really impressive. And I was just thinking about it because, you know, there's a lot of conversation kind of on the side when you talk about the MVP, how we want parity with this award, and how you know, LeBron James should be the MVP every year because the Cavaliers are terrible without him. I mean, they're dreadful this year, dreadful in the 3 years that he's been back. And if you go before the 2010, you know, before the decision, it's terrible there too. LeBron James doesn't play. The Cavaliers are irrelevant. We've touched on that a whole bunch. You know, and I would think that there's got to be one hanger on in the MVP vote that would vote for him every year. And then I remembered that Steph Curry got every vote for the MVP last year. His team won 73 games, and they failed to win the NBA Finals. So I'm glad that the awards are segregated, that we don't count the playoffs, because a lot of time we find out a little bit into the playoffs about an MVP who was a little underwhelming when the postseason rolled around.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's true, because if you would have made that decision probably after the total, you know, the total body of work, I mean, it would have been a landslide. It would have been LeBron James, because think about the finals that he had. I mean, he led his team in five major categories and obviously had the huge block. So truth be told, I think there's a lot of validity to what you said. However, you could make the argument that the playoffs are a second season and they shouldn't count for that body of work that you had over 82 games. So that's where I see it. And that's how I see them making the decision, because when you go out and you do this week, you know, day in and day out, you know, it's one thing. And then this is just another season, if you ask me. But to your point, if they do it that way, it's hands down. It's not even close. LeBron James is by far the MVP last year.
And this year.
Well, right. I mean, I guess we could say it's still to be determined, because we don't know what's going to happen in the playoffs, right?
Well, yeah. And let me ask you something. You know, you got Kyrie Irving, who was the number one overall pick. You know, he's kind of he wasn't even the team that played the year after LeBron left and they just gutted the roster. He wasn't even their pick. He was the Clippers pick for the Cavaliers taking on the contract of Baron Davis. So, I mean, that was a blessing. I think, you know, they lost the lottery, basically. They were one of the worst teams, but still ended up with the fourth pick, which they used on Tristan Thompson, who is coming back from injury, and he's also recovering from a relationship with the Kardashians. So it'll be interesting to see what the Cavaliers do as the caliber of competition gets better, perhaps with your Milwaukee Bucks in the second round.
So let's throw this in importance. Let's say the Cavs don't have LeBron. Let's say that the Oklahoma City don't have Westbrook. Let's say that Houston doesn't have James Harden. And let's say that San Antonio doesn't have Kawhi Leonard. Who do you think hurts the most because of that?
Well, I'd cross the Spurs off the list, because I think that they're such a strong ensemble. I think that it's LeBron and then it's Russ. I do. I think that I think the Cavaliers would be about a 39-win team, which is good for about the fourth seed in the East without LeBron. But they've never shown that they can win. You know, now remember that they're built to win around LeBron. They're built to play around LeBron. So
sure.
it creates kind of a lost game plan when LeBron doesn't play because you're built around this player that's not on the floor.
Well,
I think the same thing happened a little bit when Durant first went down. Was you know how they play? They know how to play without Kevin Durant because they've done it for three seasons already. But when you're built to play around Kevin Durant, it's a little odd to go out there and have a different approach to your game.
All of these guys are equally valuable to their team. I don't think that San Antonio would take as huge of a hit as far as the wins and losses. I agree with you there. But ultimately, all of these guys are just so darn important to their team. And without them, their teams are going to be awful. And I think Oklahoma City stinks, personally. I hate to say it, but I think they absolutely stink if they do not have Russell on that floor. And I know we hear the music behind us, so got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. It is Dorf on Sports. We love thoughts and opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Stick around. On the other side, Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. We're going to talk to him about the NBA playoffs and maybe even a little bit about some spring football here in Arizona. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Fritz, and this is the Sports Byline.
Don't know what you're doing, but you must be living right. Yeah! Oh, we got some places to see. I got all my maps with me. So jump in, it ain't no sin. Take a ride in my machine.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world. NHL hockey playoffs, NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, and a lot of people in Arizona drinking Kool-Aid about the Arizona Diamondbacks. I'm not drinking it, though. I really am not drinking it. Got to prove to me a little bit more than three series. And now as we're going to play some of these division games with the Dodgers and these other guys, we'll find out what they're really made of. And as we found out in the first couple games in L.A., they have struggled, and they're going to continue to struggle there, if you ask me.
Now, Dorf, yeah. keep in mind the Dodgers are a juggernaut. The Padres are not. I think the Giants are somewhere in the middle. I think the Giants and the Diamondbacks are on the same level. I think the Dodgers are probably a cut above, though.
All right. Well, in general, yes. I mean, I think we're going to agree on that. Look, this is the Dodgers division to lose. We all know that. I mean, bottom line is that that's the truth. But I just hate when I hear all these local guys getting so hyped up about things when you're like a week into the season. Like, give it a chance, man. Let's not get crazy and let's not get caught speeding, because that's what happens all the time. Speaking of speeding, let's hook up with Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. Mike, how you doing? You got the Dorf Man, you got Jeff Rich, and now we got you. What's up, buddy?
Hey, happy Easter, everybody. I'm doing great. How's everybody doing out there?
Well, we can't complain. We're talking sports. We're doing what we love, even if it is Easter Sunday, but we enjoy doing it on any day if that matters to the people. But
exactly.
Look, let's get right into it. We know you're a Boston Celtic fan. Jeff is a Cleveland Cavalier fan. I am a Milwaukee Bucks fan. Both Jeff and I, we both have one win under our team's belt. Not our belts, but our team's belt. And right now, they're my team, man. I hate to say it. They're my team because, well, they're the Milwaukee Bucks. And that's where I'm from and grew up and loved and watched that team from the time that I was five or so, whenever I can remember, going to every single basketball game that was at home until the age of 18 when I left to go to college. And the bottom line is, I love that team. They're my favorite. I will always love them. And you love the Boston Celtics. But with that being said, they're the number one seed. So does that mean that they have a little bit of pressure on them because they were able to outlast the Cleveland Cavaliers? Or are we putting them in a position that they're maybe not ready for yet?
I don't know if we're putting them in a position that they're not ready for yet, but I'm certainly, I'll buy the, there's pressure on them. I mean, you have the number one seed. You have the big bullet, the big bullseye, I should say, on your back. And everybody, you know, Chicago's not going to lay down for them. They're going to gun for them. And, you know, in the past few weeks, you know, we've talked about, you know, Cleveland being the two seed and maybe it not really mattering to Cleveland because they've been there. They've done that. But Boston hasn't been there. They haven't done that. And, you know, they haven't got out of the first round in a long time. So yeah, this game tonight will be very interesting, not only from the standpoint of, you know, Boston being the one seed, but, you know, Isaiah's going to be, you know, I wonder where Isaiah's head's going to be after, you know, his sister passed away in that tragic car accident a couple of days ago. So, or if he's even going to be playing, that could play a role. Cause if you don't have IT, in your Boston, that obviously creates some problems for them.
You know, you took the question, you stole the question right from me. I was going to ask you, you know, we've seen Brett Favre play really well on the day his father died. And, you know, we've seen various athletes respond in different ways. It's not memorable. It's not as much of a story if they lay out a clunker after dealing with tragedy. You know, I actually threw it out there, both of us being big college football guys as we are. You know, that Oklahoma State team that went up to Ames, Iowa on a Friday night after one of the other athletic programs suffered tragedy with a plane crash, and it seemed like that team on that night their head wasn't in the game. So I think that it's 50-50. I think we really praise it if the, you know, if the player overcomes the tragedy that happened around them, versus, you know, they don't perform well, we don't really dwell on it. So if Isaiah's not there, how, you know, I mean, Boston's the one seed, you know, they're taking on arguably the worst team in all of the playoffs. You know, how do they gear their game if Isaiah's just not in it tonight?
Well, it's going to be much more of a team effort. Not that it's not a team effort all the time, but I mean, let's face it, the offense goes through Isaiah, and now it's going to have to go through Horford more. Avery Bradley's going to have to step up. Even the rookie Jaylen Brown's going to have to step up and provide some quality minutes. But yeah, if Isaiah is not there, just hold on to your hats. I mean, anybody can be beat on any given day. We all know that. Yeah, hopefully Isaiah can show up and overcome what has to be one of the worst things anybody can experience. But the other guy's going to have to step up, even if Isaiah is there and just not having his game. So,
Dorfman, I'm sure you have no problem rooting against the Chicago team this time around.
Look, I have no love for any Chicago teams, as we all know. I mean, it's like been engraved in me. I just can't do it. But with that being said, you know, Jimmy Butler's a great player. If he gets hot, he can be a handful. Yeah. We all know that. Rajon Rondo may be playing with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. We haven't mentioned that at all. Think about his way that he went out with the Boston Celtics. So, I mean, you know, I think that there's a little bit more to this series than meets the eye. However, when push comes to shove, I'm absolutely going to give the nod to Boston. I just think they have too much. And as far as IT goes, look, bottom line is I disagree, man. I think that the guy will play a phenomenal basketball game, and I think he does play. I don't think he's mentally not there. I think you use this as motivation if you need it, but I don't even think he needs it. That guy's a beast. He goes out there and he's the littlest big guy, or I'm sorry, he's the biggest little guy, if you will, in the fourth quarter out of anybody in this league. So for us to go out and say, like, you know, he's going to be affected. Yes, I know that, man, of course, but this is the place he can be at peace, guys. This is where he's at his best. This is where he's most comfortable, is on a basketball floor. So ultimately, to me, this is the best thing possible for IT to get things off his mind and to get, you know, in the right mindset to go out there and play a great basketball game. Because truth be told, if you need any motivation at all, this would do it for me. I hate to say it, but and I don't think he needs any motivation ultimately. But if you do, go out there and play for your sister. Go out there and play for your family. And go out there and play for yourself. So to think that the guy's not going to be playing great tonight, I think you guys are sorely mistaken. I'm sorry. But I just think that he's a professional, and he'll go out there and he'll play a great basketball game.
I just don't want to assume it. That's, you know, we recognize these heroic performances, but we shouldn't come to expect them. I think that it's going above and beyond, and to expect that is maybe a little bit of a mistake. I think that there is the, there is the thought that the why we recognize this in the first place is because these people can be vulnerable, and when emotions get involved in your game, it could throw you off. I don't really have a good segue, but I want to talk about the Wizards and the Hawks here. I think that the Wizards are really a team that can make some noise. If you've listened to the show, you've listened to me preach about how I've wanted the Milwaukee Bucks and the Washington Wizards to be in the playoffs, and I think that they've both grown into being worthy of being in the tournament, and I think that Washington has a really good chance to make some noise in the Eastern Conference.
Don't disagree. Go ahead, Mike. Tackle that first.
Washington, I mean, I'm with you, and I think either you or Dorf mentioned what you just mentioned there in terms of they can make some noise. I mean, anytime you got John Wall, who to me is one of the fastest, if not the fastest guy from one end of the court to the next, I mean, you're gonna be in the mix, and it's just gonna be interesting. Now, is that, I can't remember, is that a 4-5 matchup?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, and you never know what you're going to get with the Hawks. Like, the Hawks can be hot. They can be cold. They can, you know, they can be into it, not into it. So it depends with if you're the ATL fan, which team's going to show up tonight. But I'm with you, Jeff, that Washington can certainly make plenty of noise in these playoffs. And they're a team I would not want to face.
That's what I was just going to throw at you. I mean, would you, as a Celtics fan, if we assume that they can handle the Bulls, you know, who do you, for ease of reaching the conference finals, would you rather see the Hawks or the Wizards?
Bring the Hawks on all day long.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, look,
I don't want that matchup with IT and John Wall like that, just because of IT's height and John Wall is quick and he can post them up and those kind of things. So, yeah.
Not only that, John Wall, Bradley Beal. I'm sorry, man, but that's right up there with the best backcourt in the league, guys. I mean, Bradley Beal can score. John Wall can score and pass and do everything. I mean, bottom line is that's a tough duo. And like you said, like a lot of nights for Russell Westbrook, I think John Wall has an advantage over whoever he's going up against on most nights. And Bradley Beal, the same thing. Both those guys are a little bit bigger and stronger than most of, especially the Boston guys. Let's be honest. They're a little bit small when you think about their guards. So I would absolutely want to have the Hawks come if I'm the Boston Celtics over the Wizards for sure.
Let me throw this out there. Do you guys think that Bradley Beal is severely overrated, or not overrated, but hey, underappreciated?
Did you literally mean you were going to throw that out there, by the way?
No.
I think I just heard a glass break.
No, nothing broke. No. No, my son's throwing stuff. But is Beal underappreciated?
Yeah, I think so. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I was going to ask if you guys are the types that applaud and cheer when you hear glasses break, you know, trays drop and glasses break at a restaurant, but it's really irrelevant. I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the Western Conference. I think that both of these, if you go with the chalk, Houston's a better team than Oklahoma City, but you don't want to count out Russ. And then how many games does Portland take in this Golden State series, if any?
Zero. They could get a game, man. Jeff and I have kind of talked about this. They kind of struggle here and there at Golden State, and they're not always motivated. They're similar to that Cleveland Cavaliers, where they kind of wake them up a little bit sometimes too. So, and McCollum can go off one game. I would absolutely expect. I expect Portland to win one game. I'm sorry, but I don't think anybody sweeps anybody in the first round. I think everybody gets one game.
That's pretty bold.
I think everybody gets one.
I think that's pretty bold. I think, you know, I love the guard play in Portland, and then, you know, it's Russell Westbrook and the Pips there. No disrespect to Steven Adams there, but what do you think in that other series? Are we going to see any back and forth? I mean, I would think that it goes six. I would think that Russ is good enough to steal two games there.
Russ, I mean, look, his will to win and his desire to go out there and perform, you can't question it. I think he can absolutely will them to a one or two games of victory for sure. But ultimately, I agree. Houston just has more depth. They're a little bit better. Mike, what do you think?
Oh, this is Houston in six, because of that depth, because, you know, even though Harden doesn't play any defense, Harden can, you know, it kind of a wash between him and Russ. I mean, that kind of plays itself out a little bit. But just the depth that Houston has, I can see this. I can see this in five, actually. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was six.
Hey, you talked about Harden, kind of moving over to ASU. I know you were over at their football spring game. Any takeaways from that?
Well, you know what, with spring games, it's kind of tough to have any takeaways. I mean, I went into it wanting to watch the offensive line and Manny Wilkins and Blake Barrett, the Alabama transfer. Both quarterbacks look good. They both led. I mean, each time they led the offense, I mean, they went right down the field and scored. Barrett has the look of a quarterback. I mean, he's big. He's 6'5". He's a little thin at 200, 205, but he has the arm strength. He was making all the throws. The guys were catching it. Manny looked like he was much more content sitting back in the pocket making throws than getting out running around. I mean, he made a couple of runs and stuff, but it looks like he's been working on sitting in the pocket and letting the offense – you know, kind of come to him and him making the decisions downfield. Defensively, didn't really see too much out of that. I think it was pretty vanilla most of the day. But, you know, when you have a spring game, you just want to get out of there and get the reps in, look clean, but not, you know, it's hard to take away because you don't know what the defense is really doing for you. You know, trying to really make it a challenge for you. So spring games are what they are. I mean, it's kind of like spring practice. You know, just it is what it is. So
going through the motions.
But I will tell you this, based on what I saw between Wilkins and Barrett, the summer camp, fall practices, if we ever have a fall here in Arizona, it could be fairly interesting between the two and who comes out as the starter between Barrett and Wilkins.
All right.
So it'll be something I keep my eye on. Yeah.
Very good, man. We appreciate you taking your time. We got to get to a break. So we will hook up with you during the week. Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com joining us here on the program. Got to take a quick pause for the cause and wrap this thing up. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Seth Everett for joining us in hour number one and Mike Wilson from Pacific Takes for joining us in hour number two. Final take?
Well, final take is check us out on the local show. Follow DorfOnSportsRadio.com for details. And I want to say rest in peace to my man Kendall Lewis, the big sports kahuna in Cleveland. He passed away earlier this week, and I'm going to miss him.
Absolutely. Hearts and prayers are definitely with you and everybody else that knew Kendall, and we had him on the program. So we do appreciate him and everything that he did for us, and obviously we our hearts and prayers go out to his family. Minus the Milwaukee Bucks, man. Let's keep going, baby. One isn't good enough. Got to win four to advance and have an opportunity to probably play the king, LeBron James, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. So for Jeff Rich and Scott, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.